Tuesday, November 16th, 2021. Today was a very special day in school. Our teacher had asked us all to dress in our culture's traditional clothes for International Day of Tolerance. I wore a shalwar kameez to school. I felt a bit uncomfortable at first, but soon everyone began asking questions and trying to pronounce the words, shalwar kameez. They got it after a while. It was so cool to see everyone in different outfits and not just their usual shirt and pants. Our teacher told us how we should enjoy our differences and our similarities. So I talked to my Jewish and Christian friends about Prophet Musa and Prophet Isa. We all knew about the same stories, but we had different ways of saying the prophets' names. I also told that this month is special for us because it is the month when our prophet was born, according to the Hijri calendar. Then we read a story called All Are Welcome and drew pictures of our colorful world and pinned it to make a huge classroom collage. Saturday, November 20th, 2021. After Saturday school, Mama and Baba told us we could order anything we wanted for dinner. They said that we had been working really hard, and they wanted us to know that they were really proud of us. That made me so happy. Sammy wanted to eat something spicy, and I wanted to eat something cheesy. We figured out that we could both get what we wanted and asked for our favorite pizza with extra paprika and crushed chili flakes for Sammy. Baba also picked up a surprise cake in my favorite chocolate fudge flavor. He even asked the baker to pipe "Great job!" onto it. It was delicious. After eating, we snuggled together for a family movie night. Sammy and I decided to pray a 2-rakat prayer after the movie, thanking Allah for blessing us with such wonderful parents. Thursday, November 25th, 2021. We had a day off from school today, and we have a day off tomorrow. It's for Thanksgiving. But we learned at school that we should take this day to think about Indigenous people. Yesterday, our teacher told us that Indigenous people shared their knowledge about crops and food, but in return, they were oppressed. Our class decided that we would write letters to our government to support Indigenous people. Sammy and I were writing a letter, but then we noticed that Milky Way was missing. She usually only wanders into our backyard and comes back inside. Mom and Dad went around asking neighbors, and I ran a quick Google search for ideas to find a missing cat. Then I remembered our teacher at Saturday school told us to recite Allah's name, Yah Raqib, for safety and Surah Duha, if ever we lose something. I began reciting both while creating a trail of cat food all the way to the playground in our neighborhood. When we got back 2 hours later, we found Milky Way, safely snuggled into her blanket. Alhamdulillah! I am so thankful she came back, and now I can finish my letter.